Welcome to the 60-Second Planner from Limeburg Information Services, on the web at limeburgservices.com. Here's Bob Keebler.
In Terry Ellis versus Commissioner, the Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit affirmed the tax court holding that a prohibited IRA transaction occurred. In May 2005, Terry Ellis organized an LLC, and the operating agreement was signed by Mr. Ellis on behalf of his IRA, an entity that did not yet exist. The operating agreement listed the original members of the LLC as the IRA owning 98% and a third party owning the remaining 2%. The LLC was formed to engage in the used car business, and Ellis acted as the general manager. In June of 2005, Mr. Ellis created the IRA and subsequently transferred funds from his 401k to the IRA and caused the LLC to issue 98% of the LLC units. During 2005, the LLC paid Ellis compensation for his duties as the general manager. The IRS alleged that Ellis engaged in a prohibited transaction when he caused the IRA to engage in the sale and exchange of membership units, or when he caused the LLC to pay him compensation. The tax court held that the formation of the LLC wasn't a prohibited transaction because the IRA had no outstanding owners or ownership interest before the initial capital contribution, and therefore could not be a disqualified person at the time of the investment by the IRA. The compensation that was paid to Ellis, however, was held to be a prohibited transaction. The Eighth Circuit affirmed the tax court's decision, stating the plain language of IRC Section 4975C prohibits both direct and indirect self-dealing of income or assets of a plan. On behalf of Limeburg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler with a 60-Second Planner.